This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Mary Louise Kelly. Firefighters in northwestern Tennessee did something unusual last week. They refused to put out a house fire and stood and watched as it burned down. The firefighters were apparently under orders not to act because the homeowner had not paid a $75 fire service subscription fee. Chad Lampe of member station WKMS explains.
A local NBC TV reporter arrived on the scene and asked the firemen why they weren't fighting the fire, which had been blazing for more than an hour.
The house is burning to the ground. Why didn't you guys respond?
City manager will make a statement in the morning. You'll see him at his office.
The fire started in a burn barrel by a shed outside Paulette and Jean Kranick's home. They weren't there, only their 21-year-old grandson, Lance, who also lives there. He set the fire to burn some garbage and then went inside for a quick shower.
When I got out of the shower, I heard kind of like a popping noise. I look out the kitchen window, and the shed here was already pretty much engulfed in flames. You know, there really wasn't no saving it. But the corner of the house wasn't on fire at the time, and I ran out. You know, I kind of started spraying, you know, the water hose, and I called 911.
Dispatchers told Kranick the fire department couldn't respond because his grandparents had not paid an annual $75 fire subscription fee. They live just outside the South Fulton city limits, but they can pay a fee in order to use the South Fulton City Firefighting Service. The Kranicks say they simply forgot. A neighbor had paid the fee, so firemen showed up because the fire was threatening their property. The neighbors offered thousands of dollars to the firefighters, who wouldn't budge. The Kranicks lost everything, including three dogs and a cat. Lance now lives with his mother, and his grandparents live in a camper a stone's throw from the charred frame of their former home. Now they look at the twisted metal of their old bed frame and a blackened washer and dryer. At a downtown restaurant, it was easy to find people with opinions on the matter.
We'd not let anybody's house burn down, I don't care what.
That's Jeannie Bird. Another diner, Michael Prince, agrees.
I think morally, the right thing would have been to put the fire out.
But another diner says the Kranicks brought it on themselves by not paying the fee. It's unclear if firefighters have ever done this before, although Todd Kranick, Paulette and Jean's son, claims it happened to his brother in 2005. City manager Danny Val wouldn't confirm that.
No comment.
Fire subscription fees are not new to rural homeowners, especially in unincorporated areas that don't have the tax revenue to fund full-time firefighters. Al Rosamond heads the Tennessee branch of the National Volunteer Fire Council. He says over time he's learned how to make people pay the fee, even when it's less than the Kranicks.
We found out that people on an annual basis would not or could not make that $50 commitment. So we broke that $50 down into four $12.50 payments and increased the income to the fire department by almost 400%.
Rosamond says, though, his department would still fight any fire. He adds the South Fulton fire was unfortunate, but the homeowner knew the risk in not paying or forgetting to pay his subscription fee. The Kranick's son, Todd, says insurance will cover about 80% of rebuilding his parents' home. But the most valuable things can't be replaced.
My mom lost her mother's Bible and her daddy's Bible. Dad lost his mother's Bible and his favorite aunt's Bible.
Despite this incident, there are no plans to make the fire subscription fee mandatory, like a tax. So for now, it's still up to residents to decide whether they want to pay the fee or fend for themselves. For NPR News, I'm Chad Lampe in Murray, Kentucky.